It's the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Well, Steve, Red Wings, I don't even know what to say other than I think the posts hate them. I think the posts are on the payroll of the Arizona Coyotes.
The seven straight loss Arizona Coyotes this game.
For losing 4-1, it was a very entertaining game. And the reason being is the Red Wings lost 4-1, but they outshot the Coyotes 38-19. Yeah. 38-19!
Well, you heard what Blashill said before the game. I don't care. Just shoot it. He wants more shots on net. Just shoot it.
Well, they really went at it. The beginning
38.
Most of that, the big flurry was at the beginning of the third period before they gave up that fourth goal. Jimmy Howard did not look that good.
No.
Let's be honest. He might have a good GAA before that game, but he did not look good last night.
No, he didn't. I'm starting to feel like you right now going, they keep slipping so far back now. I know it's early in the season.
But they keep getting all these overtimes, even if they don't win them, they keep hitting points. I mean, Mickey was talking about it last night on the broadcast, and he's got a good point. For being in a slump, they're still in pretty good shape.
Yeah, well, they're 5-2-3 in their last 10 going into last night. So, I mean, you'd take that any day of the week, wouldn't you?
I think so. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they are already 9 points behind the wild card. 9 points.
9 points.
That's a lot.
Anyway.
But if they're in the West, they'd be tied for the last one. So,
that's true. You got a good point, but thank God they're in the East.
Tough. No, you wish they were in the West.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. The other way around.
I mean, the East is way better than the West right now this year. All around. We'll see.
Well, I don't know, but if...
I mean, all the teams combined. I'm not talking about the top-heavy teams. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I don't even know what to think right now. I'm worried. I'm very, very worried about the Red Wings, just as much as I was a month ago. I think it's going to be like this the rest of the year. I just hope that they stay at least, you know, discussable toward the playoffs. Have a chance.
But let's have this argument right now. Why? Let's start rebuilding. Forget the playoff streak. Restart rebuilding.
No.
It's got to happen sometime.
You
just want them to make the playoffs so they can lose in the first round? That's what's going to happen.
You're absolutely right.
They're going to make it
and
lose
okay
in the first round.
I'm okay. You know why? Because I still have faith in this team. I think if
they need some pieces, Adam. Come on.
They just have
a
couple of little things or little pieces
that they need.
I think they will be right there.
So you're hoping they play just to make it to the playoffs.
This year.
Just to lose in the first round.
This year! This year! I'm okay with that. I'm using all my chips sports karma for the Detroit Lions this year, okay? I'm okay with the Red Wings.
Excuse me, but get ready for karma to bite you because...
Oh, here we go.
You...
Go ahead.
What are those notes over there say? You should be worried right now. I mean, this is how close. The Lions win, the Packers lose this week. They win the division. They could win the division this week, Adam. Or they could lose the next two.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. What do you want me to say, Steve? I mean, you're sitting over there like you should get ready. Aren't you? Should be worried. Of course, any Lions fan that doesn't say that they are worried right now hasn't been a Lions fan for very long, or they're a poor student of history.
There you go.
So we don't need you over there, Packer boy, saying, you should be worried. You should be worried. Guess what? You guys are the ones that have to run the table the rest of the year.
We don't have to run the table. We can lose one. We just have to be within one of Detroit for the last game.
Let me ask you this. Detroit beats the New York Giants this weekend. You worried?
Yeah, because we might not be able to catch you then.
The New York Giants have to win this weekend. They're going
not
to
necessarily,
be way more important for the Giants to beat the Lions than the Dallas Cowboys. Think about it. Think about the situation in their division.
The Cowboys could lose to Tampa. Tampa's playing very well. And the Giants win, yes. It's very important. I don't think it's any more important than the Lions winning the game for the Lions situation either, though.
All right. Well, we're not going to solve anything with this argument at this point. Let's move on to Richard Sherman.
We could argue for 4 hours and not solve anything.
I know. About nothing. just yeah. Lions Packers. We could just go on and on and on. Let's talk about Richard Sherman's comments, because these are pure gold, by the way.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
As much as I don't really like him, and I certainly don't like the Seahawks, which made it even harder to try and root for them when they were laying an egg against the Packers last weekend. But here's what Richard Sherman did. He blasted the NFL on Tuesday for continuing to schedule Thursday night games, which we'll talk about in a second. Here's his quote. You ready? Poop fest. It's terrible. We got home like 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that on Monday, and then you've got to play again. Congratulations, NFL. You did it again. But they've been doing it all season, so I guess we're the last ones to get the middle finger. End quote.
You got to remember, though, that game was originally scheduled for 1 o'clock, and the Packers game, because it was a marquee game, they went to 4:25. But we have the solution. Add another week to the season.
Well, first of all, before you go there, because I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. Here's the thing. The players' union agreed to this in the CBA. The last collective bargaining agreement, they agreed to this. Now, here's my other point.
The reason they agreed to it, though, Adam, is because these networks are paying money into that fund that they're getting paid from.
People, especially like Richard Sherman, who get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not everybody in the NFL makes this kind of money.
There's more money in the pool there, buddy, when there's a game on Thursday night.
It probably added $20 million to his lengthy contract. So, Maybe that's an exaggeration,
poop fest.
So let's talk about your plan, because I like your plan.
Every team gets two byes, and you only play a Thursday night game after your bye or before your bye. You always will have that time off.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a game this year where the people that played on Sunday night played on Thursday night. Now that's just bad scheduling.
It's dumb.
Really dumb.
I agree. And then Thanksgiving's just like that, and the Lions had to do that.
Well, the Lions claim Thanksgiving every year. How is that fair?
It's tradition, just like all the other crap that you hear about from Lambeau Field, okay? So just give the Lions one stinking
tradition. The Lions
and
the Cowboys have to play on Thanksgiving. Whatever. Tradition. Yeah, they traditionally suck on Thanksgiving, by the way.
No, they don't. You're wrong. That was a dumb statement. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. Maybe. It's the Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
The Doghouse.
Trivia night tonight. Get into The Doghouse. Get yourself one of those. I heard the Reubens are fantastic. Paired with the soup.
Trivia night. So here's a trivia answer for you. The Lions are 33-36-2 on Thanksgiving, so they have a losing record. So you are wrong.
Yeah, but they don't get smoked. And you know what? They also had a stretch in there where they were terrible for years and years, if you remember.
Okay.
So if you take out about five or six of those years... Just saying. We'll see how that changes over the next.
Okay, sure.
Moving on to the Tigers, before you make me throw up in my mouth. The Detroit Tigers have re-signed Gerald Laird, who was a former Major League catcher for the Tigers. He's always kind of a backup, though, when he was with the Tigers. But he is now a minor league manager. How about that? He retired, and then they hired him as a minor league manager. I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
He'll be a Class A Connecticut this coming season. He's only 37 years old.
And for once in this whole last 4 months, we have some Brewer news.
Here we go! Brewer news!
They have acquired...
I wish I had, like, a big sound effect for that.
They have acquired Jet Bandy, whoever that is, catcher from the Angels, and traded Martin Maldonado, who was a good defensive catcher, but not a very good hitter. And they also sent minor league pitcher Drew Gagnon in the deal.
Okay. Moving on to Harbaugh.
Here we go.
Sound bites here.
Yes.
In response to all of this NFL talk, I quote, "A lot of this talk is coming from our enemies. They like to tell us that the recruits and to their... They like to tell that to the recruits and their families and try to manipulate them into going to some other school besides Michigan. But we know them as jive turkeys. Harbaugh added that the enemies to which he referred started with three coaches, and you know who I'm talking about. Say it like it is, he said. That's the way it is. Speculation about Harbaugh returning to the NFL was just that, especially after Jeff Fisher got fired from the Rams.
I don't think it's still speculation. It's not still speculation. He wants to be back on the big stage. You watch. But I think he wants to win a national championship first.
We'll see.
And 2 days after Michael Floyd from the Arizona Cardinals was arrested for drunk driving after the game, they have released him. Number one pick in 2012. Three alcohol-related brushes in the law at Notre Dame, including a DUI in his final season. So now he has two.
Did you hear about the Raiders group?
Yes.
They have put together a possible $1.3 billion stadium project to help sway the Oakland Raiders to stay.
Ronnie Lott and somebody else that used to play, right? Who's the other guy?
Former quarterback Rodney Pete, former Lion. Yeah. He was a Detroit Lion draft pick, if I remember correctly. And also a Heisman Trophy winner.
Adrian Peterson practicing, not ruled out yet for this weekend.
Who cares? Nobody cares. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow.